Hello, my name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling about a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. Actually, I'm calling to ask some questions I can't get the answers to from anybody else. Please, can you help me?
Depends on the question. I'm so sorry. Okay. What can I do for you?
All right. On January the 17th, my son checked into the hospital, Huntsville Hospital, and when he went to check out on the 26th, now when he checked in, he tested negative. When he checked out, he tested positive. Now, he's been tested every week since then. The only real symptom that he has had is the lack of taste and smell. He can't taste anything. He had a sandwich yesterday that had jalapeno peppers on them, and he could not taste them. So, but that's the only symptoms that he's really had. My main question is, I know that the lack of taste and smell can go on for months, but the testing positive, is he, look, I have a 2-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 13-year-old, and a 76-year-old involved. With my son testing positive, and I've been in the house with him the whole time, I can't get anybody to test me, but I don't have any symptoms of any kind whatsoever. Nothing. I haven't seen the two smallest ones since the 14th of January. My sister has not been exposed to my son. I got her out of the house before I ever brought him home from the hospital. She's homesick, and I'm missing my babies really bad. And my main question is he going to test positive until he gets his taste back?
Okay, ma'am, and I do apologize. There's no way I'm going to be able to answer that for you. That's a medical question, for one. And we just don't answer medical questions on this line. I'm so sorry.
Okay, it's all right. I understand that.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, let me ask you this. All right. With him still testing positive, I don't need to let my 76-year-old sister come home. And how long before I can see these people I'm missing so bad? Since I don't have any symptoms of any kind.
Again, that's going to be something, you really need to check with your doctor about it.
Well, I had an appointment with her last week, and they told me not to come in. Now, okay, all right, he's gone right now to be tested for this week. Now, if he tests positive again today, do I have to start another 10-day process, or how does that work?
You're still asking me medical questions. Because, I can't, if I tell you, you don't have to quarantine and then you end up, getting COVID, you know what I mean? So you really need to ask a doctor.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
My doctor won't see me until...
Well, that's a general question. They should be able to answer a question.
Okay.
Or at least recommend, that you quarantine for so long or...
Right. All right. Thank you so much for your time.
I'm so sorry. Yes, ma'am.
It's okay.
Thank you. I will say this. If you need any more information, and these websites, too, they could give you some information. You could go to adph.org or the cdc.gov.
All right. Thank you, dear. I appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.